In those days, Ares and Athena gave me courage and strength to break the line. And when I picked our bravest for an ambush, sowing the seeds of evil for our foes, my swelling heart cast not a look on death. But charging ever foremost, I would catch upon my spear whatever foeman showed less speed than I. Such was I once in war. Labor I never liked, nor household thrift, which breeds good children. But ships equipped with oars were ever my delight, battles and polished javelins and arrows, appalling things which are to others hateful. Whatever God put in my heart I liked, for different men delight in different deeds. Before the young Achaeans went to Troy, 9 times I led forth men and sea-bound ships to plunder foreign tribes, and much I gained. Out of the spoil I picked what pleased me, and then obtained much afterwards by lot. Thus rapidly my household grew, and I became a man of weight and honor with the Cretans. But when far-seeing Zeus ordained the unhappy voyage which made the knees of many men grow weak, they called on me, and famed Idomeneus to lead the ships to Ilios. We could not say them nay. The people's voice was stern. There, for 9 years, we young Achaeans battled, and in the 10th, destroying the town of Priam, turned homewards with our ships. But God dispersed the Achaeans, especially for hapless me, wise Zeus intended ill. Only a month I stayed at home, glad in my children, in my wedded wife, and in my goods. And then my heart impelled me to make a voyage to Egypt, with gallant comrades and with ships well fitted. 9 ships I fitted, and my force was gathered soon. For 6 days afterwards, my trusty comrades feasted, and I provided many victims to offer to the gods and make my men their feast. Embarking on the 7th, we sailed from lowland Crete, the north wind fresh and fair, and moved off easily as if downstream. No ship met harm, but safe and sound we sat, while wind and helmsman kept us steady. In 5 days we arrived at Egypt's flowing stream, and in the Egyptian river I anchored my curved ships. Then to my trusty men I gave command to stay there by the ships and guard the ships, while I sent scouts to points of observation. But giving way to lawlessness and following their own bent, they presently began to pillage the fair fields of the Egyptians, carrying off wives and infant children and slaughtering the men. Soon the din reached the city. The people there, hearing the shouts, came forth at early dawn, and all the plain was filled with footmen and with horsemen and with the gleam of bronze.